You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. What if a bicyclist could turn a traffic light from red to green just by having the right app in their pocket? Or what if a driverless car could take you to the hospital? Those ideas could become a reality soon in the Bay Area. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission is expected to spend $5 million on futuristic transportation technology, driverless shuttles, and connected vehicles. The commission votes on the plan tomorrow. So here to unpack it for us is KLW's transportation reporter, Eli Wertschafter. Hey, Eli.
Hi, Hannah.
So an app for bicyclists to turn the lights green. What's happening here?
So you could think of this as being kind of similar to the way a pedestrian can walk up to a traffic signal, push a button, and get to cross the street. Mm-hmm. But in this case, instead of hitting the button, it's like you have an app in your pocket that hits the button for you as you're biking along the boulevard. And, you know, there's already a lot of intersections that have a sensor embedded in the ground, a magnetic coil that can tell when a bike is there, and that could help the signal come sooner. Mm-hmm. This could work a little differently because it would actually activate as you're approaching the intersection from down the street, and it could also extend the light out longer for you as you come through.
Okay, that sounds really neat, but why are we doing this? What's the big idea?
So the idea is that we're transitioning to a future of more connected vehicles, vehicles that could communicate with traffic signals and eventually even communicate with each other. And all this stuff is experimental, but last year, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, the MTC, they fund transportation projects around the nine-county Bay Area, and they announced this new challenge grant. They said to all the local governments, come up with ideas for your best connected vehicle technology, autonomous vehicle technology, and we'll fund them with money coming from the federal government. This grant program was called the IDEA Grant. Do you want to guess what IDEA is short for? It's one of those little government acronyms.
What is it?
Innovative Deployments to Enhance Arterials.
So the bicycle app is one. What other projects are they voting to fund tomorrow?
So there's six projects in all. The bicycle app thing is happening in Emeryville and Los Gatos. And these projects kind of fall under two categories. One is connected vehicles, and the other is autonomous vehicles. So connected vehicles, that includes the bike program, that also includes a technology for buses and traffic signals to communicate with each other. Mm. So already in the Bay Area, there's some places where buses can communicate with a traffic signal and kind of get a longer green light. Mm. That's like a one-way communication technology. The new technology could allow the traffic signal to talk back to the bus.
To say
to the bus driver, drive a little slower, you're going to get a light eventually, or drive a little faster so you could catch this next light. Mm. Another idea is that the bus could communicate to the traffic signal, hey, we're really full, or hey, we're running late. Can you please let us pass through this light a little bit faster?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And where can we expect to see this?
Those bus pilots are for Walnut Creek and Contra Costa County.
Okay. All right. So that's an example of connected vehicle technology. The other kind of thing they're funding is driverless cars, autonomous vehicles.
Yes. Well, and because these are public transit projects, we're talking more driverless shuttles, not driverless private cars. So in Dublin, there's a plan to test an autonomous shuttle with the hope of using it to take people from the BART station to a job center. And the other project is in Palo Alto for the Veterans Hospital there. The plan is to make a driverless shuttle that's accessible to people who are blind, who use wheelchairs, who have other accessibility needs. Mm-hmm. So that's a new kind of challenge, is how do you make a autonomous shuttle that is accessible to everyone?
So when can we expect to see this stuff? So,
right, all that's happening tomorrow is that the MTC is expected to approve the money. But the manager of this program there said that the projects will start to be delivered within the next 2 to 5 years.
Okay. So when are all our traffic signals going to work like this?
All of them. It's not clear that it will work. It's not clear that this technology will be something we'll want to widely adapt. Mm-hmm. This is experimental, but it's, you know, moving in the direction of trying to figure out what kind of connected vehicle technology will actually be useful, what kind of autonomous vehicles can public transit agencies create that could be useful. And these projects are all baby steps for things that could become really widespread. So we talked about the idea of a traffic signal talking back to a bus driver. Well, in the future, it could be directly telling the bus what to do, cut out the driver.
So why
Is this a priority? I mean, I drive every day on streets that I wish could be fixed. Mm-hmm. On that the freeway that I wish, you know, five potholes on the 101. Our transportation system has many parts of it that desperately need attention.
Right.
Why are these put as a priority?
I mean, like any kind of government spending, there's always a million priorities, and you could always ask, is there something else that needs more attention? In the world of transportation spending, I think $5 million isn't that much to spend on these projects. Mm-hmm. And in this case, the MTC is saying this kind of technology could improve public transit. It could improve traffic. It could make streets safer. We don't know yet if it will, but if we want to find out, we have to start somewhere. The first couple times, it'll cost more because you're really paying for the cost of all that research. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, the rest of the country or even the rest of the world can learn from these experiments and use similar technology later.